Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary. When it comes to our craft beers, we like to think we've got it pretty good here in Vermont. Well, according to Melissa Passanen, we're not the only ones who think that way. Melissa is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. And Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here, Rick.
So what was the industry conference that showed that we've got the country's, if not the world's, attention?
Earlier this spring, Burlington hosted the second annual National Beer Marketing and Tourism Conference. And I should clarify, although it was hosted in Burlington, the folks who came went on several field trips beyond the city itself. And this was organized by a conference company called Zephyr Conferences that specializes in mostly wine and beer conferences. They had put out a request for proposal for state cities to offer their proposal for hosting this conference. And they were very excited when Vermont responded because they said, who is known for great beer in this country? Vermont, of course. And also, who is known for great and strong tourism programs? Vermont. And as we'll talk about, this conference melded both of those things. And there were about 230 folks who came from 29 states, plus Australia, Canada, and Belgium.
Ah, one of the Benelux countries.
Yes, and obviously well known for its beer.
What kind of topics were discussed at the conference?
So all sorts of things. There were 2.5 days full of different sort of workshops, panels, keynote talks, but everything from sort of the, I don't want to say obvious, but like social media marketing for breweries to how beer can revitalize downtowns, which sort of really takes it beyond to community development topics. There was a panel of Vermont brewers and others involved in the industry who kind of shared how Vermont has gone about this. And there were beer dinners at Hotel Vermont and at the Trap Beer Hall. The National Brewers Association, which is a very strong organization, one of their key folks came and spoke, Julia Hertz. And she said that 10 million people toured U.S. craft breweries. And this is a data point from a few years ago. The updated number that I actually got from her research crew a little bit after her talk was that 40 million Americans of drinking age have visited a U.S. brewery over the last few months.
Wow.
So that's visiting is a slightly bigger number than touring, but still that shows growth, huge growth, obviously.
Who are the people that attended the conference?
So it was very diverse. That was super interesting. So I actually went to the beer pairing dinner at Hotel Vermont, which was pretty amazing. And people can see a few more details about that in my article at 7 Days. But I sat next to a woman named Charlotte Watingi, and she works for the tourism organization in San Marcos, Texas, which is a town a little bit bigger than Burlington between Austin and San Antonio. They're about to get their 7th brewery, and she was there to sort of learn about how do you leverage breweries when you're looking to bring tourists to your community. And then at that same dinner, there was a gentleman by the name of Stephen Beaumont. He's from Toronto, internationally renowned beer expert, author of more than a dozen books. His most recent that is coming out shortly is called We'll Travel for Beer, 101 Destinations, which Vermont is included in. And he said his job is to get out there all the places that have a really strong beer reputation and taste. I know, tough job. But he was headed to Barcelona next. Yeah, Burlington to Barcelona. And then one guy really hit the nail on the head, Pierre-Antoine Morin, who drove down 10 hours from all the way north in Quebec, where he is part of a brew pub team. And he said, what's fun is to brew the beer, but you must be able to sell it. And that's really what this conference was about.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary, and with me today is freelance food writer and 7 Days contributor, Melissa Passanen. We're discussing beer tourism in Vermont. Melissa, what do you hear about Vermont's beer tourism from those who came to the conference?
A couple data points from actually Vermonters who were participating. So Matt Canning, I mentioned Hotel Vermont. He's the quote-unquote beer concierge there. Yeah, that is a thing, does exist. So they started that program in 2014, a year after they opened, because he said they noticed that they were hearing the same questions from visitors, you know, people who were staying at their hotel. tell. Some who had come to the state literally for beer tourism, but some who were just business travelers or leisure travelers who knew that there was something going on with beer. So I thought that was really interesting. He also said that he was recently in Spain, and on a menu in a restaurant there, he saw, quote unquote, Vermont-style IPA. So really, the reputation has gone far. I also had a good chat with Sean and Karen Lawson of Lawson's Finest Liquids, one of Vermont's leading breweries. Folks may know of them from the Mad River Valley. But unlike many other breweries in Vermont, they have not had a public brewery, a destination. And they talked a little bit about how the business has really changed. They've been in the brewing business for a little over a decade. And they said it's been something that they're seeing more and more sort of pushback on, like, well, why don't you have somewhere I can come to when I come to Vermont? And they had some other things going on. But in the fall, they will be opening a public tasting room in Waitsfield.
What role do beer tour operators play?
So that was something that was, I knew about it, but it was a little new to me. I chatted at length with some of the beer tour operators who were there, and they made up a good portion of the folks. Two Daves, Dave Phillips from Sydney, Australia, and David Grandmaison from Duluth, Minnesota, who both operate beer tour companies. And they also said that they are beer tourists themselves. So that was really interesting. They said they actually had come to Vermont early and gone to Hill Farmstead and Von Trapp, also to Burton and Ben and Jerry's, to see how companies make themselves into tourist destinations. So they're playing a big role in helping grow beer tourism.
Does the state place much value on this segment of tourism?
Definitely. In fact, that's one of the reasons that the conference was able to come, through support of the Department of Tourism and Marketing. I spoke with Wendy Knight, who is the commissioner there, and she acknowledged that it is a really growing part of tourism in Vermont. It contributes multi-hundreds of millions of dollars to the state coffers, both through the brewery and through tourism. And they work together with the Vermont Brewers Association, Convention Brewer, all those folks. So absolutely. Not quite as important probably as foliage and skiing, but definitely getting there.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, Rick.
And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of the Cafe. You can go to vpr.net/podcasts.